I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. Is the U.S. election system broken? Is Donald Trump trying to fix something, or is he trying to tilt the scales in favor of Republicans for the 2026 election? He is now vowing again to make more changes. Let's go through it. He's beginning with mail-in voting, voting machines, and citizenship. Already earlier this year, he's issued a wide-ranging executive order that would have required proof of citizenship before registering to vote. That is still working its way through the court system. He calls it honesty in voting. It needs to be pointed out that some of his statements are simply not true. For example, he claims that the U.S. is the only country to use mail-in voting. In fact, it is used by dozens of countries, including Germany, Switzerland, the UK. Regarding voting machines, they are used in some form or another in all of the country's thousands of election jurisdictions, and these are the same systems used when Trump won the presidency in 2024 and took control of Congress. Networks like Newsmax and Fox have filed reports that have led to multi-million dollar defamation settlements because they were filled with false information, and the outlets have not been able to present any evidence to support them. So to gerrymandering. Trump says Democrats have tried to redraw districts to their favor, and he's right. The gerrymander wars have gone on for years, but what has gone on now recently in Texas, for example, with Democratic state legislators having to leave the state to fight what they say is institutionalized voter fraud, California also fighting back. So, yeah, this has gone on for years, but this has grown to a much higher level, to the point where Trump's political operation says it is looking at what it calls primarying Indiana lawmakers who do not embrace the mid-decade redistricting plans, running people against them. Some of those lawmakers have been getting robocalls from a mysterious group called Forward America. They say that politics is a team sport, in essence saying, follow the leader or else. And while all of this is going on, the Democratic Party has fallen way behind in fundraising. At the end of June, Republicans had $80 million on hand, Democrats $15 million. A couple of other things to consider. Traditionally, redistricting is done at the 10-year census and is ostensibly based on population shifts. This is mid-decade. As well, elections are run by states. There are federal election laws, but they basically cover funding, and it is states. So, does the president, any president, have the constitutional right to make the changes that Trump wants to make? Is President Trump trying to fix a system rife with fraud and deceit, or is he trying to unfairly tilt the system in the GOP's favor? And moreover, starting at the top, with the Electoral College and going through to redistricting, is it broken? Is our whole system of electing our leaders in need of a major independent overhaul, or is that even possible? What makes sense?